start. This is a very halacha maisa topic. I don't have it so clear. We'll do it together. Probably read through a lot of the English books together here. And there's a lot of probably alum this year. I just wasn't able to really pin it down so much. But let's just really very very straightforward halacha maisa. So we've been discussing up to now a lot about fruits. And we discuss what bracha the standard fruits, what's considered a tree, and the fruits on the tree, what's considered large enough, developed enough, to ripe enough to be considered to warrant a bracha of ha'etz. We discuss the shells, we discuss the seed. So now we're going to discuss, let's say, chopping up, cutting the fruits up in smaller pieces, mashing it, and to juice. And those are the basic things we're going to be discussing tonight. And the Gemara in the Laman Chesman Alf says that Amar Mar Barav Ashi Haiduv Shudetamre, the honey dates, honey that flows from the dates, is Mivarach and Olayu Shahakol Nebidvar. The bracha you say on the honey that flows from dates is a Shahakol. Why Shahakol? Why not Ha'etz? Because the Gemara says, My Taima Zeya Ba'almu. It's simply like the sweat of the fruit. It's not the Iker part of the fruit, it's not Mamish the Pri, it's simply the sweat of the fruit, and therefore it only warrants a Shahakol. You say Shahakol because it's a Hana, but it's not a Pri. Gemara says, who is this opinion like? This is like the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. There's a machlokus in the Mishnayos, the Mishnah Trumos, Yudal Meshna Bez, that Dvash Tamarim, the honey dates, the Yain Tepuchim, apple cider, the Chometz, Svonio, some type of vinegar, the Sharme Peril Shatruma, any other types of fruit juices. Rabbi Elezer says, Mechayev Keren Vechomesh, it has a real din of Truma. If you were to steal it and you're not a Kohen, you ate it, you have to pay Truma, Keren, and an additional Chomesh. The Yeshua says you're exempt from paying a Keren Chomesh on May Peros because it's simply Zeb Alma. Once we conclude Zeb Alma, it's simply a sweat of the fruits. Therefore, one would only say a Shahakol on fruit juice. Is that the Pashup Shot of the Gemara? And Rashi says the only time you say something different on a fruit juice other than Shahakol, what are the two exceptions? You should know this by now. Where the only juice is right, you say something other than a Shahakol, grape juice, wine, you say guffin, and other ones are complicated. You really don't drink it plain. Not tomato juice. Oil, exactly. Shemen Zayis on olive oil. So those are the two exceptions that because those specific fruits are made specifically, they're created for the juices that within them. Other fruit juices are secondary to the fruit itself. So Tosfos agrees to Rashi that you only say Shahakol on all fruit juices. However, there's the opinion of the Baal Halachos Gedolos quoted in the Tosfos. He says that Pshat in the Gemara is, why do you say Shahakol on the dates and the honey from the dates? Because you mixed it with water. You put water in it and you diluted it, so therefore it dropped the level down to Shahakol. But if it was not diluted, it was fresh honey dates, it was fresh apple juice, whatever it may be, if it's fresh squeezed from the fruit, you would say a ha'etz. There's an opinion out there that thinks the Bahag meant ha'adama. The Hagos HaShri says that. There's some discussion. The Pnei Yeshua thinks that's pshat also. But Rov Rishonim say it would be an ha'etz. So the Bahag says the only reason why the Gemara says you say shakal because it's been diluted and mixed with water. But if it's pure dates, it's pure apple juice, you would say ha'etz. Bahag, as quoted in the Tosas, and other Rishonim quote him as well. Now, the Rabbeinu Yonah says that I'll tell you pshat why one should say a shahakol on this. Because Tosfos himself says it's similar to the dinim of Arla. And we keep going back to Hilchos Rum. Hopefully after this few weeks you guys learned a little bit something that's rum. At this age I for sure did not know anything at all, I don't think, about Zerum. You build up these things as you move on, so hopefully you're getting pick up some ideas about it. So the dinim of Arla is that when it comes to Meperos, Arla does not apply. Right? Arla applies to fruit trees, but only applies to the fruits, not to the juices. So the juices would be exempt from the Isser. Arla one would be allowed to drink the juices, fruit juices, of a fruit of Arla. That's what Tosfos says. So he doesn't really explain what goes on. So Rabbeinu Yonah quotes that the Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Chafim Beis says explicitly that just like Arla is not considered mashke, so too only mashke that's considerable in terms of Arla is only olive oil and grape juice. Only those are subject to olive oil, not to olive oil, to Arla. All other fruit juices are not subject to Arla. The Rush brings another raya from the Gemara Mesachim Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. It also seems to call, doesn't seem to, it does call Meperos Zeh Ba'alma. So there are a few Gemaras out there that call Zeh Ba'alma.
So why not go down to Adama?
Why not go to a Dhamma as opposed to a Shahakol? Because it's only a Zeb Amma, it doesn't even have I mean, if you were changed to one level of fruit, but just changed form, so that'd be hadama. This is not even a fruit. Zeb alma means it's just like sweat. There's some flavor. It's like flavored water. That's basically what it would be. So what chanbhag? If there are all these gemaras that seem to indicate that fruit juice is simply a zeb alma, it's simply the sweat of the fruit. It's flavored water. Why was he so convinced that one should say a ha'etz on fruit juices? The Rush suggests as follows. Very interesting. The Rush says, the explanation of the Gaon, the Baal Halachos Gadol, is as follows. The Pasuk refers to dates as dvash. It calls it dvash. It doesn't call it tamar. It calls it dvash. Eretz dvash chalav dvash. Dvash doesn't mean honey, as we know from the bees that make honey. Honey refers to tamar. So the fact that the Torah referred to as dvash and not tamar, the fact that they call that, that's the case, the Torah itself talking about the honey that flows directly from the dates. And therefore, the honey that flows from the dates, that's included in the Shivas Aminim, because the Torah refers to it as dvash. It's, when you count the Shivas Aminim in the Pasuk, it doesn't say tamar, it says dvash. Just like chit is one of the Shivas Aminim, and Seora, and Geffen, and Shemen Zayis, and Rimon to Eina, so to Dvash, not Tamar. Dvash is the Shivas Aminim. So if the Dvash itself, the Torah tells us that Shivas Aminim, that's why one should say Eitz. But he says it's only when it flows out on its own. The dates were so rich of honey, so I guess it would be so full and growing if ultimately the honey would flow naturally from the Dvash. If you were ever to grind and squeeze out the fruit juices, that's already a different story. He would think the Bahag would agree in that case, it would only be Shakal. But again, the raya for the Bahag is the pasuk refers to dvash. Dvash is the way the Torah refers to tamarim as the fruit itself. Now, the Dani Yomtov from the bottom of the Rush suggests a different reason why one maybe should say ha'etz when drinking fruit juices. The Gemara Pesachim I referred to before in Chavdal and Beis, which also refers to the fruit juices as zeb alma. Tosa says, why do you say shahakol and zeb alma? Tosa says, don't we hold the concept of tam k'ikr, deraisa? Tam k'ikr means that when there's taste, it's as if the ikr, it's as if it's actually there, even though it's not, but it's as if it's actually there. Very relevant to dinim of basar v'chalav. The tam, the milk or the tam of the basar makes an iser. Even though it may not be there, the tam alone, the taste alone, is significant enough as if the object's there. So too, it tells us at Sarachin. Why would you say shahakol on the fruit juices? It's a tam k'ikr. So therefore, Madani Yomta says that's goof for the reason why the Bahag has his reasoning. Even though Tosfos at Sarachin, the Bahag says, no, that's goof for the reasoning why, you said. Because tam k'ikr deraisa, we always follow the tam, and since the tam is like a date, the tam is like an apple, one should say ha'eitz on those. And the other, so what about Arla doesn't apply? We say fruit juice is not subject to Arla, it's not subject, not considered fruit. So the Madani Yomta says, wherever it tells us it's a fruit, it's a fruit. Wherever it tells us it's not a fruit, it's not a fruit. Meaning, the default is, status quo is, fruit juices is a fruit because it has a tam kicker. There are certain exceptions, like Arla, where it's excluded. But the default, the status quo, is fruit juices is mamash a fruit. And that's what Madani Yomta says, the reasoning behind the Bahag.
Is there any other time when tam kicker applies to brachos, as opposed to, it's usually for
It's a very interesting question. There's actually another case where we don't apply it. This Tosos here in Brachos Lamaches seems to argue on that idea. Tosos wants to know, why do you say a shahakol in beer? What's beer made from? Most beer is made from barley. There's some beers made, I'm not sure if nowadays it's made from beer, but in the Gemara's time it's made from tamar. There was date beer, there was barley beer, those are the most popular. And you can make beer from anything, I think, most things. So, there are different types of beers. So the Gemara, Tosa wants to know, why do you say only shahakol on barley? Shouldn't you have to say mizonos on it? So he says, maybe you should say mizonos because you're going to drink enough of the mizonos in kedeach pras. It should be really considered mizonos. You're going to have a kazayis there and you should have to say al-michi afterwards. So he says, no, you still only say shahakol for three reasons. One is, I'm going to go out of order. Second reason, he says, is because there's a better level. Remember, we spoke about different levels. I'm not sure we spoke about, maybe we get the Gemara. But if the fruit never reaches its full potential, so bread, for example, let's say you took the grains of wheat and you made it into flour. but it hasn't reached the full potential of bread. So you don't say hamotzi, you say a shahakol. Anything that changed form but didn't reach its potential, you say a shahakol. So flour, and originally we take say a raw grain, a barley or a wheat grain, you say hadam on those. But if you make into flour and you eat it, since it didn't reach the pass, but it removed itself from the original state, you say a shahakol. Here too also, it hasn't reached its ultimate state, the sa'orim of being a pass, of barley bread. That's one reason why you say shahakol. Another reason you say shahakol is because you drink. Anything you drink, you always say shahakol. That's the rule. I'm not sure, it probably gets from the Gemara here, that the honey, that any may peros, you say shahakol. He doesn't explain why. But the first reason he says is because it's not mamish sa'orim. V'ein sheikha ela taima b'malma. It's simply a taima. So he seems to say not like this idea. Tom Kicker lav derai. Tom Kicker, we don't apply it to Hilchos Brachos. Pashas, you don't apply it to Hilchos Brachos. None of the Rishonim say that way. It's just a schiddish and Madin Yom to explain the Bahag. I'm not even sure if that's the reasoning of Bahag. The Rosh gives a different reason the Bahag, because the Pasuk calls it Devash, not because Tom Kicker. There's a big chiddush of Madin Yom Tov, an interesting Mar Makom if you're learning the Sugya of Tom Kicker, I think. Now the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Reish Beis Sif Ches, he paskins like Rashi and Tosfos, like most Rishonim, that one should say Shehakol on the honey from the dates, and that holds true for all fruit juices. You should say Shehakol on all fruit juices. Now the Shar Tzion, however, says that those fruit that are eaten, that most people eat them, and the ikka purpose of them was to be grown for the juices, one then would say ha'eitz on it. It's really machlokas he brings. Meaning, let's say oranges. Oranges, for the most part, are grown to make oranges. And that's the statistics that they found out. They looked into a little bit. Oranges are grown to make orange juice, for the juices of them. So according to the Shar Tzion, this machlokas has shown him whether or not you should say ha'eitz and shahak or shahakal on these fruit juices. And to b'di'eved, if you said ha'eitz, you'd be yotze. You know, that's been an afkamino. Obviously, you should l'chachiyas shahakal, it seems, but let's say b'di'eved, you said ha'eitz. Is there an opinion out there to rely on? So this is discussed. It's the famous opinion of the Chazon Ish. We're going to go through probably a lot of these books here. We'll go through these particular examples here. So, let's see. Okay, so he quotes the opinions of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish was of the opinion that one should say ha'eitz when it came to orange juice, since most oranges are grown for the orange juice. However, most poskim argue on the Chazon Ish, and it's quoted down here, Rav Shimon Zalman said, l'chachila, one should not rely on the Chazon Ish, and to say shahakol on everything, any juice, even if it's orange juice, b'di'evin, if one did say ha'eitz, so then you would say b'di'evin. So that's it goes through a different number of examples here. There's this tomato juice you had mentioned there. You say shahakol and tomato juice. The way prune juice apparently is made, it's made by cooking the prunes until the point where it's pulverized. That too, most poskim say one should say shahakol. But there are opinions by prune juice. His machlok is whether you cook it. There's a rush later on, I'll mention it now. The more later on discusses Lamed Tesem and Aleph about soups. We'll discuss soups probably on Thursday. I didn't get enough time to prepare it for today. So Gemara says any vegetable soup, whatever, let's say it's carrot soup, it's made from carrots, or it's tomato soup made from tomatoes, you say hadama. You say whatever bracha it is, and there are different details to that. So in that discussion, they want to know, so why when it comes to tomato juice or vegetable soup, you say hadama? When it comes to fruit juices, you say shahakol. Isn't it the same thing? So Tosfos and Rabbeinu say, no, they're very different. Because... let's see, I have it down here. Yeah, even if you remove the carrot, the tomatoes after the fact, even if you remove the leek, whatever you're making after the fact, since it originally was made from vegetables, it has that strength of the vegetable itself. So Rabbeinu Yonah says the difference is as follows. When it came to the fruit was you degraded the fruit. You brought it down a level. The fruit is best when it's in its original state. The fruit juice is a lower level, therefore it drops a bracha. He, however, contends that when it comes to the vegetables, you raise it up a level. The vegetable is just a vegetable. But when you make it into vegetable soup, it's a much better, more qualitatively better product. Now, that might be arguable. People might like the actual vegetables better than the soups. That's the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah.
It seemed to be mentioned by the oil not being topping your bracha because you're bringing it down using it improperly? Is that the same din from the same place?
Say only say by oil.
Say by oil that if you're having it, it's mazik juice. You're bringing the oil down from where it is, you don't make a bracha on it because it's something like that.
We mentioned it a number of times when you bring it down.
Concept, you bring it up.
Except for the fruit juice, you're saying. Fruit juices. I'm not sure. The olive oil, you didn't bring it down. Olive oil was actually a higher quality, the olive oil. When I ate it, it wasn't good for me, but the actual object was better in quality. When you have it alone, machlokas, we paskin, you don't say any bracha. Rambam says shakal, we paskin, don't say bracha. You have it with idea nigron on some type of vegetable soup. If it's for the refuah, you say I ate. Not for refuah, you say shakal. Now, interesting you mentioned that. They say a nigron is a type of vegetable soup. We're just mentioning it now. You say hadama. So why do you say shakal and nigron? Rambam says, so it gets into a whole other discussion. What's pshat? What's the difference of a nigron versus stam vegetable soup? Okay, I just thought of it now. I forgot what they said, but they deal with it on the Shulchan Aruch there. So the Rosh has a different, there's a different difference. He explains differently why fruit juices are different than vegetable soup. He says as follows, because when it comes to meperos, it's simply zeb alma. It's just the sweat of the fruit, as opposed to, I'm not sure I even wrote the whole thing down here. Let's see, did he not explain why vegetable soup? I had to write it down here. Hold on a second. This is found in the sixth parak in the Rosh Shimon Yutes. Apologize about my cold. Assuming Yudachas rather. He doesn't explain why. But he says it's simply Zeba Alma, there's not a strong flavor in the fruit juice. Which, okay, the Metzias issue. But he says when it comes to vegetable soup, there's a very strong, potent vegetable flavor, and therefore you'd say Hadama on the soup. That's what he says. But the Rush finishes off, that's why I brought it in. He finishes off as follows. What's the difference between making the vegetable soup versus the fruit juices? Vegetable soup is cooked. So by cooking it, it removes the flavor from the vegetables and puts it into the liquid. It's a much stronger flavor. As opposed to the fruit juices, either it flows out on its own or you just mash it. And it's just like you're pushing out all like the... You're not having the liquid, but not the actual fruit. Vegetable soup, by cooking it, you're actually pulverizing the vegetable and becomes in part of the soup. So it says as follows. If that's the case, if you cook fruits... and create, like the prune juice, you create this fruit juice from cooking it, that would be ha'etz. So that's what he's talking about here. When it comes to prune juice or any other fruit juice you would make by cooking, that comes into Machlokas Rush versus Rabbeinu Yonah. Rush says cooking it will actually make it synonymous to vegetable soup, or Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, it's completely different. Whenever you take down the fruit into a lower level, you're staying a shahakal. So the way we paskin one says a shahakal on prune juice, even though it was cooked, but if one were to say ha'etz b'di'evet, you'd be yotze. Because remember that I point, in general, you can't go, ha'etz will not cover shahakal. So the bracha's ikr, bracha's shahakal, you can't say ha'etz. But we always say if there's an opinion out there that thinks you can say ha'etz, so then b'di'evet you could rely on that. If you said it retroactively, and then looking backwards, you could rely on that. When it comes to stam vegetable soups and carrot, vegetable juices and carrot juices, it's also shahakal.
Going
back to the idea of the kavana for the prunes, like you don't have a kavana that prunes aren't normally eaten like that, eaten by being cooked, so then maybe the bracha would go down to Adama. Good question. I guess the point the Rosh would say, he wouldn't really view it as changing form. There's a whole idea why vegetable soup retain the hadama, because when you cook it, it's the same vegetable, just in a liquid form, but he doesn't really view that as a transformation. One may argue, but that's what he says. So when fruit also, when you cook it, you're just making it more loose, more liquid, but it's still the same fruit. But I'm not so comfortable. I hear why you would be mechayev. But basically, in the halacha l'maaseh, when it comes to all fruit juices, the bracha shehakol, and then there are a couple of exceptions, but yeah, if you said a different bracha, it may cover it, namely that a prune juice and orange juice are exceptions. Orange juice because oranges are grown for the juice, and according to Chazon Ish, you could say ha'etz, so but yeah, you're yotze than ha'etz. And prune juice, since the Rosh says one could cook it, you're yotze as well.
Well,
let's
say if you have an apple and the apple juice, like, could you be yotze with the apple juice by making an ha'etz on the apple?
Very good.
I thought a lot of them say, don't a lot of them say like 100% apple juice on them? I mean, they don't say that, or when they say that, they're not even close to being.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
juice, they mean juice by what we mean, by what we know juice today, which is not juice.
Okay. I've been, my brother works at Kedem, so I've been bugging him.
Maybe, no.
I know that.
I was feeling Mott's apple juice.
No, but I've been bugging him to try to take me. I want to see how the wine is produced in the whole factory.
That's so cool.
The whole factory. They don't have tours normally, but since he works there, he was supposed to try to get me a tour in the. Where's the factory again? I'm trying to remember where it was.
Like California?
They have a lot of the wine places there, but they have one in New York somewhere. I can't remember what it was. But it hasn't happened yet. I really wanted to see, guys. When I was learning all the things about wine and grape juice, I wanted to see how they did it. I actually looked online to see how one makes homemade grape juice. Uh-huh. And I wanted to see how they do it there. And it would have been a fun project, I thought, to meet my kids.
It is a real project.
Yeah. Okay.
It's somewhere
still there. No, that's Lucy. Very good. That's the only one I know. Well, you know, she's stepping around.
No clue. So the next topic we're going to go to is also related to this as well. And that same Gemara, Lamed Chesam and Aleph.
So what they say if you have an apple and then you squeeze out the apple juice from the apple?
So they say as follows. The Minchas Yitzchak talks about this in Chayek Beis Simon Kufin Aleph. It talks about, let's say, squeezing the juice into your mouth. So it's a whole discussion. I didn't read the whole thing in really, but I saw in the Sefer here in the right before summarized. Basically, what the advice is as follows. If you take the orange, it's the orange is a better example, it's much juicier than an apple. You take the orange and put it in your mouth and start sucking out the juice. Since the fruit's in your mouth, you should say ha'etz on that. If, however, you're holding it up and squeezing it and the juice into your mouth, then one should say a shahakel. That's what they advise. So the same would hold true, I assume, of the apple as well. I'm not sure. How much like juice is there? Even when you like, cut an apple, there's like some juice there a little bit. You have to like lick it up if you want anyway. Our juice, you could just
eat it.
Yeah.
That's weird because like you're making a bracha on like shahakel like almost doesn't exist yet. You know, it's like weird.
Right. If what they do say, I assume this is true. Also, they say when it comes to pits, let's say you eat the orange or any other fruit, you say eights, and then afterwards you have the pit left over, and you eat the pit. That's covered by the initial eights. So let's say here you're having the apple and you have some juice afterwards and you feel the need to lick it up, or the orange juice, you want to drink the orange juice. I assume, I don't remember seeing it, but I assume the same halacha would apply. The initial eights cover the juice left over. So another discussion that comes up for Lamed Ches, after the Gemara introduces that one says a shahakal on honey dates, there's this one of the rabbanon asked the question to Rava asking about trima maho. What's the din for trima? And Rava wasn't really sure what he had said, and finally, if you realize what he was talking about, and he said on Trima, one says, hey, so what's Trima? So Rashi says, it is something that gets kotush ktsas. It gets chopped up, cut up a little bit. The ena marusak, but it's not entirely mashed. It's not entirely pulverized. You cut up a fruit, slice up a fruit. So you say, hey, it's pretty posh. You say, eight on that. You look at the Rambam. The Rambam defines what's a Trima. He says it's where you remove the pit of the date, and then you mash it completely. And you eat it as like a mashed, sounds like it's entirely pulverized, as opposed to Rashi, just chopped up. So the Torah quotes these opinions, the Rashi and the Rambam, said they both agree with each other, just talking about different cases. Rashi thinks Trima is a case where it's cut up a little bit. Rambam thinks it's a case where it's mashed up, but there's no nafka mina. Even the Rashi would agree, if you mash it entirely, one would also say ha'etz on that. However, the Bach and the Ra'ah, and the Ritva thing was also things Rashi and the Rambam art. Rashi is only when you chop it up, slice it up, are you going to say eight. But if you mash it, completely pulverize it into nothing, not to nothing, into something that you can't recognize, the ninja form, the Rashi would say you say a shahakal on that. So it comes out, there's a huge nafka mina on something, a mashed fruit or mashed vegetable.
Is mashed like, we're talking like applesauce mashed?
So that's exactly, we're going to get into those discussions, what bracha one says in these various things. So the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins is, Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Reish Beis Siv Zayin, he quotes the Rambam, that one says ha'etz, even when it's entirely pulverized. The Rambam brings an opinion, like the Rashi, that you say a shahakol when it's entirely pulverized. So it's machlokas, but there's a machlokas where the Rambam isn't arguing entirely. There's a Rambam saying every case, when one mashes it up, you're going to say a shahakol. Or Rashi talking about a particular food that's mentioned in the Rambam. In general, he agrees to the Shulchan Aruch that one says ha'etz on something mashed. This is a particular food he's referring to. Only that type of food one says a shahakol. There's a whole long arichas and the Tazda, the posts can get into it. L'mayis in the Mishnah Berurah is as follows. When you mash something up, if you could tell what it is, you say ha'etz or hadamo. If you cannot tell what it is, one says a shahakl. So the way the book here, the Sefer here, quoted Shlomo Zalman, it says as follows. This is how you tell. This is the test. The litmus test is you give to show it to someone else what you mashed up and say, can you tell what this is? If you can tell what it is, you say that bracha. If you can't tell what it is, then you go revert to a shahakl. So now we'll go through a number of examples. What? Your Shlomo Zalman. So that was the yisod. If you show it to someone else, then he could tell what it is. You say that bracha. If not, not. So let's go through. So let's say jelly, for example. So some of these aren't so clear because it's not always going to follow Shlomo Zalman. If I give you grape jelly that's purple, you're going to tell. You know it's grape jelly because it's purple, and you can tell strawberry jelly. You can tell prune jelly. You can always tell what it is really. I'm not sure it's because we know we're so comfortable, but had you not known like what bottle is it made, you couldn't tell what it's originally from. But something that's jelly or jam. Jam is just like a looser form of jelly, for those who don't know. I've accidentally bought the jam sometimes instead of the jelly, and it's like a much looser form of the jelly. It spreads much easier than the jelly.
Your old house.
I like the jam better because I have to spread it on my kids' waffles. It's much easier. They don't know. When you take the jelly out, it's like a jelly. You have to like cut it and then mash it. Jam's much easier. Anyways, so in jelly and jam, since it's completely pulverized, one says shackle and those, but I'm not sure if anyone really eats jelly or jam plain. You're always going to put it on something else, which will probably be that will be the icker. You're putting it on a cracker, you're putting it on a waffle, you're putting it on a bread. You're obviously not going to say it on the jam or the jelly. Now, this is very halachic when it comes to cereals. So let's say you have vegetable flour or starch or cornmeal, any of these types of things. So anything from corn or potato, which is milled into a flour, no one could distinguish what type of flour it is. Maybe a bucky could, but if you show me flour, I wouldn't know if it's wheat, barley, corn. I've never even seen corn flour, I don't think. But it's hard to tell. There's no original form left to it. So any of those types of things, when it's put into cereal, it's a shakel. If you look in the list, just because it has corn in it, cornmeal in it, you don't say adamo that. You say, if it's cornmeal, you actually say shakel. Wheat is a different story. Wheat flour is a really different story. We're not talking about wheat now. But fruit and vegetable, once it's pulverized, made into a fine flour, so it loses it, and you cannot say hadamo, you say shakel, very important for cereals. Now, let's say it comes to bananas. So, let's say bananas, when you mash it, it still retains its very distinctive nature, texture to the bananas, even when it's mashed entirely. Therefore, a mashed banana, one would still say hadamo. Eggplant, they say it's the same thing. I don't eat eggplant. Maybe you guys do. Yeah, I would guess you would. So they say it's very distinct. The texture of eggplant is very distinct. Even when you mash, you probably see all the seeds there in it. So therefore, may post them say even a mashed eggplant, one still says a hadama. Potatoes also retain it. When you have mashed potatoes, mashed, really mashed, you buy in a story. When they're like still pieces, for sure you say hadama. But when they're mashed and like scooping, like, you know, I have these images when I'm in elementary school and they're going down the line with the thing, and a little slab of potatoes, so it's like there's no solid in it. So that you'd say hadama as well because it's also very distinct. Now, many vegetables do not have, again, if I had mashed carrots, I think I know it's mashed carrots. But maybe it's the texture. The texture isn't different, even though I could tell what it is. It's not a unique texture. When you mash bananas, it's still like a very sticky banana. Potatoes also is very like sticky. Carrots, maybe the texture isn't so. Maybe it's more about the texture as opposed to the appearance. But I think we'd know what a mashed carrot would be. Anyways, it comes to mashed carrot. If anyone eats that, one says a shakel. So let's say you guys aren't married yet, but that is a carrot cookle that the wives like to make, which has a base of baby food, carrots. Your parents make this. Okay, fine. All right. So I don't know if like the older generation. Maybe I'm that generation. Maybe I'm the same age. I don't know. I'm not sure. Did they put flour in it also? I don't know. So it's flour. So let's say there's no flour in it. You need something to make. I don't know. But let's say there's no flour in it. So that you wouldn't say hadam, even though it's corn. You wouldn't say hadama and carrot kugel because it was mash originally, it would be a shahakal. If there's wheat in it, so then you would say mazonos on it.
So that's, yeah. Let's say you like eating baby
food that's all shackled.
I guess it didn't. What about banana baby food? Let's say you eat banana baby food. So according to this, it sounds mashed bananas retains its texture.
That's really pureed, though.
Yeah, maybe puree might be different.
Is it just
yeah. My guess would be it's probably really the pureed because everything's very healthy, everything natural is always healthy for kids. That's my guess. I don't see them distinguishing between things that are pureed. Maybe they do later in the juice section. I'm not sure. But at this point, it seems that one should start looking into a little bit more, even on, which I find surprising. Even on baby food, Ruben likes to eat banana baby foods. So one should say hadam on those. If you have a very brilliant son or daughter who knows how to say brachas at the age of eating baby food, great. So they should say hadam on those. So instant potatoes becomes a big machlokas. Instant potatoes, I think, is a machlokas between a Rabbanan and a Rabbi Forrest. See if I can find this. Here we go. Right, so I think you mentioned here. Didn't he mention it here? He mentioned mashed potatoes are hadama. I thought I saw it earlier. He mentioned instant potatoes are shahakal. But either way, Rabbi Badner writes, when it comes to instant potatoes, he writes many poskim. Among them are there Shomo Zalman Arbach and Scheinberg. They said one should still say hadama even on instant potatoes. I remember growing up, I sometimes make my own dinner for myself. So we used to have like this box of these flakes, potato flakes, instant potatoes. So,
worst nights, right?
I actually like making dinner for myself. I do. Until I got married, I made dinner for myself a lot. My wife didn't want me in the kitchen so much. So so there, I used to say shahakol. So, but the way the many posts can write, again, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Scheinberg says one should say hadama even on instant potatoes. Again, I think Rav Forrest argued. I have to find that again. Maybe in the back you mentioned it. I'll take a quick look there. Let's see. Hope I'm not wasting your time, guys. So he distinguishes as follows. Instant potatoes versus instant potatoes from potato flour. He says, stam instant potatoes are hadama.
What's an instant potato?
Like these...
hot water in.
You put exactly these flakes, potato flakes, you put hot water on it, you put maybe some salt flavor, and then you put it in the pot, you boil it, or not really boil it, it turns into mashed potatoes, yeah. Like the slabs of mashed potatoes you get, that's what it looks like.
Right.
So he distinguishes between stam instant potatoes and instant potatoes made from potato flour. So I guess potato flakes versus potato flour. He didn't distinguish between the two of those. Okay, now it comes to potato chips. So Rav Badner writes that potato chips are basically made from pieces of potato, which is thinly sliced. So of course, one would say hadama. Now, according to some posting, what bracha do you say in Pringles? The Pringles are made. It's made from dehydrated potato granules here. So I don't know. I guess they chop it up of some sort and then they put it back into the form of the Pringles. So he says some posts say one says hadam on it, since in the end it looks like a potato chip. But I think others argue. I'm going to guess that he does argue here. So you think he argued again? What do you say?
I think he argues because I'm pretty sure everyone's my wife just told me it's charcoal on Pringles.
So he said.
I've always heard charcoal on Pringles.
Yeah, I used to think also, but here both these books say hadam on Pringles.
Really?
And he had a footnote here, 43.
And with all classic cakes, which is
what we're talking about. Yeah, all them.
It's a classic case of charcoal.
On Pringles?
Yeah.
He said, no, Pringles that are made from dried potatoes are adama if they're made from potato flour and then charcoal. Now, I'm not sure how they're made then.
That's crazy. As a kid, I always knew the case of being pulverized so you can't tell. I was taught the epitome case of that is Pringles.
I thought so also.
I've always been taught.
So we must have the Matzias wrong.
That's
because
crazy.
So he says that
depends.
Yeah, they both say adama. Now, potato kugel and potato lapis also retain its, you can still recognize the potatoes shredded in it. So those you say hadama, of course, as well.
Is it always you say hadama Pringles?
Yeah, that's what he says, yeah. And unless I find that Matthias is wrong, different than what he's presenting to us, but I assume he did his homework.
Yeah, it's earth shattering.
It's so salty.
Now, he says, if some of the potatoes are blended so finely and ground so finely, so then maybe those types of kugels, one should say a shakel, according to some poskim. Other poskim still say that one should still say adama, even if it's ground so finely in potato kugel. Oh, here's a baby food for you.
For you.
Okay. So vegetables or fruits and baby foods are generally pureed and unrecognizable. Therefore, if an adult wishes to eat baby food, he should make a shahako.
Is that for all pureed soups or pureed, or soups?
I said we get the soups yet, but we'll probably get to it hopefully Thursday night. I'm hoping. But this is what?
Banana also.
So he doesn't distinguish. I would assume, yeah, I guess so. You know, the whole, because it was strange. The whole reason why potatoes and bananas retain its broccoli because you could still tell from the texture. But the pureed bananas, we thought not, so we were right in that one cannot tell, and you say shahako.
Didn't you say vegetable soups are adama?
Vegetable soups, yeah. These are not vegetable soups. This is just that vegetable soups when you bake something, you boil it rather, you cook it and it becomes into a vegetable soup. It's not cooking, it's just this pureed really finely chopped up.
Like carrot soup would be adama, yeah. But not mashed carrots.
It's an interesting point, but yeah, they point this out already. As the Tosas and Rabbeinu Yonah Rosh saying, why when it comes to fruit juices you say shakel, when it comes to vegetable soups you say adama? So those are two reasons of the Rosh of the Rabbeinu Yonah. Yeah, it's strange, and they picked up on it, but they gave the explanations. Let's see, applesauce, right? So he says, many of the commercially made applesauces have been strained and pureed and finely ground. So therefore you can't recognize the applesauce, and when you say shakel, oftentimes homemade applesauce are generally have still solid pieces, and therefore one says haetz. Now, Forrest just points out, one should not just take that rule of thumb as homemade is always haetz and commercially made is always shakel. Sometimes you find commercially made with larger pieces, and sometimes you find homemade, which are very fine. So it's not really commercial versus homemade, that even though it's the general, it's really whether you could tell or not. So I can never tell with applesauce. When I have applesauce, I can still see little tiny pieces. It's not quite pureed as much as the baby food that Reuven enjoys so much. I don't know how to tell exactly. I don't know what's considered. I always ask my wife, so whatever she tells me, I just do. But I can never tell. To me, most applesauce it tells like they have little pieces in it, even the finely ones. So how does one define? I guess the fact that if you could bite a piece, maybe.
Right.
If you could put it in and you could actually bite on it, maybe that tells you that it's pieces and chunks. This is interesting. This is actually, I'm surprised it's in the book, right? I thought it was more new, but dehydrated apple snacks. So it's a good, healthy snack. It's very sweet. Yeah, but I guess it's probably dried fruit. I guess the same idea. I'm not sure if it dries necessarily dehydrated, though. Dehydrated is right, much crispier. Yeah, dehydrated is still, so I'm not sure what the process is. The dehydrated probably goes through some process, and dry is just like put in the sun. So dehydrated apple snacks, they point out, is still haetz. It doesn't lose its, because you can still recognize the apples. When it comes to popcorn and corn chips. So popcorn, so the post can point out, a quote from Rav Moshe Feinstein, that you could still tell when you pop the corn that it's still corn, it's popcorn, so it still retains the hadam on it. Corn chips, however, are made from milled ground, and the bruch of corn chips, therefore, is a shakel, because first you mill the corn into a flour, corn. I think, to find out, generally, it's made from cornmeal, but I remember back in the Duggies on 72nd Street, the original. Is that before your time, guys?
You still know?
Okay. That was, what's it like, 15, 16 years ago? That's when it opened, I'm saying. Yeah, when I was in high school, I think it opened. So, but they still have a couple around for you guys to
enjoy.
So I remember them saying they say shahakal on those, or hadama, I can't remember. But I was shocked, I remember. I thought it was you could mamash the corn. But either way, so most corn chips, he claims, is made from milled corn, and therefore it's a shakal. Maybe better to ask, maybe the people of the store know better what it's made from. Like when you go to Carlson Gabby's, you have to ask, you know, what the tacos are made from. Is it made from, is it hadama, or is it made from milled corn, in which case it's only be a shakal. So when I go Monday afternoons, that's my lunch day at Carlson Gabby's. I try to go every, it was very tough last Monday, I couldn't go. So I always get, what?
Monday's
Monday Nassim Day, I just stamp CNGs. So they know already what I get when I go there. They put my order and I just get attacked.
That's, you know, you gotta stop.
It's true. But I have to do good. It's delicious food. It's a good lunch special and it keeps me full. So I always get the. I don't get anything too heavy though. What?
Sponsored by.
So I don't get anything too heavy. I get the tacos. The tacos are very light. Tacos. You ever get the amigo hard? Like, I like those. They're not too hard. They're good flavor. So those are made from corn. But I always say the bracha on the French fries, since the lunch special, you get the French fries just to make sure. Okay, peanut butter. What bracha are you saying? Peanut butter. So in general, one eats peanut butter as a, it's going to be an ikker tuffel issue. You're going to eat it on top of bread, on top of a cracker. So you're not going to just eat it plain. There are cases. I think some people,
late nights,
right? I used to have a funny midnight when I came home from school. I would, admitting to this, but I used to take Apple Jacks and eat it with peanut butter. It was a great combo. So I'm not sure which one was the ikker and tuffel there. It was a good combo. I don't know how I thought of that.
That's so good.
But with, I would put it, you have with that just alone. So he writes here, you should say a shahakal if eating peanut butter alone. Oh, so if it has the pieces in it, like the chunky one, so then I would assume you would say the hadama on, because you say hadama on peanuts. All it's the exception.
Well, if you don't know before you put it in your mouth,
you don't know what.
It's in the chunkier.
Look at the bottle. It tells you.
You know the like peanut butter sandwich crackers. It comes like three little.
Like orange crack?
Yeah,
okay, yeah.
Like,
I don't know what it is exactly. If it's crack, I assume the cracker is the ikra. I assume so, yeah.
Okay.
On what?
Reese's.
I was saying shakal also, yeah, because it's been pulverized and the chocolate, you say shakal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so. They don't distinguish, but I would assume.
Yeah. Did we get to chocolate yet?
Yeah. We spoke about chocolate last time. No, we didn't. We spoke about candy, right? We didn't talk about chocolate. But the bracha for chocolate is shakal because it's been pulverized entirely and it's made nothing. Yeah, it wasn't mentioned here. I may have mentioned in a different section. I don't remember. And tchina, you know, who knows what tchina is made from?
Sesame seeds.
Very good. Okay, sesame seeds. So generally, people don't eat tchina plain, so it wouldn't really have an issue with bracha. If you were to eat it in a plain, so one should. Actually, machlokas. What bracha one should say in tchina? I'm not sure why. I would assume it should be a shakal.
Well, sometimes if you make it like homemade, you see the seeds or you see the kind of stuff that go. It's less smooth.
Uh huh.
If you make it like.
But most, I would assume most are bought and there's
right.
No seeds in there. So I have to look. He quotes Igros Moshe Chelik Aleph Simin Samechay. So take a look what he says there. But apparently it's machlokas what to say. Therefore, one should not ever eat tchina plain. Okay, fine. So that really completes our discussion of fruit juices and cut up mashed fruit. And I think for the most part, we know most of these halachas probably. Most applications, a couple of chidushim. Like instant potatoes, one should still say hadama on. Pringles, one should still say hadama. The rest, I think, pretty much new already. The baby food, for those who eat it. And so I think Thursday, no shir tomorrow again, we have the seam. Thursday night, we're going to hopefully go through the vegetable soups and a lot of details for that. After that, I hope for next week to go into some of the dinner with hamotzi, the brachas hamotzi, shahakol. I really want to get into the seder, the kedimas, in terms of brachos, maybe ikka v'tafel. So that will be the game plan.